it also. There's a special pasuk that says by Ma'aseh Behemah, even though really the Ikar Kedusha should be on the 10th one, but there's a special Ribui HaKrom that if you call the 9th or you call the 11th, they're also Kaddish. But it's a special Gzeras HaKosev, not because Hegdish Betois is called Hegdish. So the proof is, if you call number 8 or number 12, 10, nothing doing, even though you made a mistake, by mistake you called the 8th one Ma'aseh, it's not called Ma'aseh Behemah. So therefore, Bishami says, from the loch of Ma'aseh Behemah, there's no proof to Hegdish Betois. But still, it's a kasha on Bishami, what's pshat in this Mishnah, though? But that we'll see in the Gemara. What's pshat here? It says that a person first was a Nazir, and he was mafresh a korban. He was makdish his Behemah for the korban. And then he came out, the Chacham was matar his neder, so he said the Hegdish is not Kaddish. The animal is not called a korban anymore. So according to Beis Hillel, it's very good. Now that we're matter the neder, it comes out at the beginning it was a tois. He never meant to make a kaddish. Therefore, it's not chal. But according to Beis Shammai, it should be a question: why isn't it chal? When you first matter it, you said this animal should be for kedushas carbon nazirus. So later, when the chacham is matter it, why should it be mutter? That's Beis Hillel's kasha to Beis Shammai. We'll see in the Gemara. So first, the Gemara says, "Mani masdisin." Who does the reish of our Mishnah go like? Loi Reb Yosef, Loi Rabboni. Tanya will learn like this. Misha Nodar V'Over HaNizir Yosef. Someone was makabel to be a Nazir, and he didn't listen to the halachis. Let's say he kept on drinking wine, or else he was makabel to be a Nazir for 100 days, and the first 60 days he drank wine, he didn't listen to the halachis. And then he wants to finish off his Naziris. So Lachar is, Ein Nezokikin Loi, we don't listen to him, like let him bring the carbon, we don't finish him off. Elim came moina b'hem iser ki yomim shenoga b'hem heter. That's the Tanakama, that we can't let him finish off his Naziris now until he counts another 60 days. And let's say what he did first was is he said he's going to be a Nazir for 100 days. And the first 60 days he was playing around, he was drinking wine. And then the last 40 days he decided to take it seriously and he stopped drinking wine. And now after the 100 days he wants to come to bring his kabonis to be finished. So Madrabbanan, we say nothing doing. Since the first 60 days you are playing around and drinking wine, we don't let you stop finishing his iris now, but as a knas, you have to keep over another 60 days. In other words, those days that you are not keeping it at the beginning, you have to now keep it. That's the Tanakh Mishita. That moina ben iser ki yomim shenoga ben heter. Rabbi Yosi Yomer daya shleishim yom. No, it's enough just to keep 30 days. Because even though the Naziris was 100 days, and you are playing around your first 60 days, so it's like this. You have another 40 days to go, that's regardless. Like you have to keep another 40 days of Naziris like Midiraisa. Just there's a knas, since the first 60 days you're playing around, Rabbi Yosi says the knas is just you have to keep another 30 days. If you keep another zman of Naziris, that's enough. After 130 days, then we'll let you bring your kabonis. That's the machlokes. Do you have to keep over again another 60 days, or it's enough just to keep over again an extra 30 days? So that's the machlokes, Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosi. So Gemara asks, now who does our Mishnah go like? E Rabbanan, Kashin, Naziris, and Muetis. If our Mishnah goes according to the Rabbanin, that you have to count over the Naziris, it's a kashin Naziris Muetis. Means even if we only kept the regular Naziris of 30 days, so our Mishnah Kuruz Mashma, that Mishanada Benazir, and he went to the Chacham, Moina Mishah Shanadar means, the Havamina is now, that you just count from the time you made the Neder. Like we said, the case of our Mishnah was, the person said a Lashon of Naziris. And he wasn't sure if it was a real good Naziris or not. So the first 10 days he was playing around and drinking wine. Then he went to the Chacham said, the Lashon you said was a good Lashon Naziris. So you have to be a Nazir. So our Mishnah Poshit says that, Moina Mishor Shenada means, you could start counting from 10 days ago when you made your Naziris. So in other words, even though these first 10 days you're playing around and drinking wine, so what? Those 10 days still help. And all you have to do is just finish off your first 30 days, which means just keep another 20 days, and you're finished. So for our Mishnah, it's not like the Rabbanin. According to the Rabbanin, you have to do over again those days that you're playing around. And here, Rabbi Yosi, if I mention those according to Rabbi Yosi, Kasha Naziris Meruba, and the Kasha by Naziris Meruba. Now, the Mishnah's Mashma doesn't say how long he kept his Naziris, and how many days he was playing around. how Mishnah's mashma that even if he kept, let's say, he was mechabel to be a nazir for 100 days, and the last 60 days he was playing around. Now, when he finds out he has to be a nazir, it's enough just to finish off 40 more days, and you don't have to do over another 30 days. So it's not like Rabbi Yossi. So for our Mishnah that says that even though you're playing around at the beginning, when you find out you have to be a nazir, it's enough just to finish off the original 30 days, or whenever you were mekabel, l'chora that's like neither Reb Yossi and the Rabbanan. Because here, according to both of them, there is a kenas that you have to keep on counting over again those days you played around. Either all those days, or else Reb Yossi says there's enough of 30 days. But at least 30 days you have to count over again. And now Mishnah's mashma, that moina mishor shenadar, that no, whenever you made that neder a long time ago, even though you're playing around and drinking wine in between, you could still continue now and finish off the Naziris. Like those first days are included. So l'chor, that's not like Rabbi Yossi and not like Rabbanan, which they both say these days that you played around and you drank wine is not included for your Naziris. So Gemara answers, I boy is tame Rabbi Yossi, vi boy is tame Rabbanan. I can tell you really how Mishnah could go according to both of them. I boy is tame Rabbi Yossi. Even if you want to say how Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yossi. Again, the Rabbi Yossi says you have to count over an extra 30 days. I tell you, kan b'naziris meruba, kan b'naziris muetis. It depends if it's a big naziris or if it's a small naziris. So Mormon says like this, where the Rosh learns is like this, that Rabbi Yossi kan b'naziris meruba, kan b'naziris muetis. In other words, that when does Rabbi Yossi say you have to keep over another 30 days? That's if you first was makabel a long naziris, more than 60 days, let's say, and you're playing around. So then, it'll have to be more than 60 days. You're mekabel, let's say, 100 days. And you're playing around the first 60 days. So then Rabbi Yossi says you have to keep an extra 30 days. But the Chorah Mishnah is talking about the Naziris Muetis means you only counted, let's say, you only were mekabel a regular 30 days. That's all. So what happened now? The first 5 days you're playing around. So the Chorah was saying now is Enechanami. You don't have to keep over an extra 30 days. Because you weren't playing around 30 days. You only missed the first 5 days you didn't keep your halachas. Senechanami, what the Mishnah means to say is the Chura, you have to count over, get an extra 5 days. But that Rabbi Yossi says you have to keep 30 days, that's if you have a nice long Naziris. Then you have to have over another 30 days at least. But where the Naziris was a regular 30 days, and you only played around the first 5 days, so what you have to do now is keep another 30 days, that's all. Because you only have to add on an extra 5 days. And the boy is tamer rabbanon. If you want to say Mishnah goes according to rabbanon, the same thing. That loy tamer mishor shenozar. Don't say you could start counting from the first day that you made your neder. In other words, that like the havamina, that all the days you played around is still good for the naziris. No, those days that you played around, you drank wine, does not help for the naziris. Eleima, but rather say kimishor shenozar. Just means like the same time that you made the naziris. Which means, in other words, like, let's say you made the Naziris 50 days ago, and these last 50 days you were drinking wine. So the Maitza now, what you have to do is you have to count an extra 50 days. There's Kimishor Shenozar. The same amount of time that passed by so far, from the time you made the Naziris until now, no matter how long that is, like, let's say you're Makabal at the beginning to be a Nazar for 100 days, and the first 60 days you're playing around drinking wine. And now you realize that you do tshuva, you want to be mekayim hilkas naziris. So halacha is, according to the Rabbanim, that you have to count over again the same amount of days, as if, in other words, you first made the neder now. Not that the first days help. The Mishnah means to say, kimishor shenozem. So you have to start over again now, the same amount of time as if you're starting in naziris now. So if you said 100 days, you have to start now, keeping 100 days. So you have to keep those 60 days over again. So that's Pshat in our Mishnah. That the first day is that you were drinking wine, Makadis to Makadis lay, later when you do tshuva and you want to keep it the right way, you have to keep those days over. According to the Rabbanan, you have to keep all the days over. And according to Rabbi Yossi, it's enough to keep over 30 days if it was a Naziris Merubah. Then the Mishnah says, Nishal HaChachom Mevetiru. that if the Chacham was matir the neder, that says you're not a nazir, so then the halacha is if the person was matir shekorban, because he thought he was a nazir, now he finds out he's not a nazir, so the korban goes out l'chulin, the korban is mutter. So here it's a kashan Beis Shammai, why? If you Beis Shammai say hegdish betoyis, it's called the good hegdish, so why here is the korban a chulin now? So Amar Rabbi Yirmi says, Mide Beis Shammai nishmala Beis Hillel. From Beis Shammai, Pshan Beis Shammai and Amishnah is like this, that we could even learn out a chiddush according to Beis Hillel. That Lav Amri Beis Shammai, doesn't Beis Shammai say, Hegdish Betoyas Hevi Hegdish? Really in the Mishnah before we had, Beis Shammai says, with the Shah Shachar, the Shalovin, even though it was done Betoyas, you thought the first Shah that came out was the black one, even though really it was the white one, it's Chal. Hegdish Betoyas is Chal. Kivan Digloi Milso. Of it, but kivon the gloy milsa to lav shapin nozer teitze v'tiroi b'yeder. But the pshat now mishnah over here is that here it's less than hegdish betoyis, because here it comes out that you were only makdish the animal because you thought you were a nozer. That's the whole reason why you're makdish it. Later the chacham tells you that you're not a nozer. Either he was matir with his oikir at lamafreya, or else the case now mishnah is that the chacham tells you were never a nozer in the first place. That the Lashon that you said was not a good Lashon. So it comes out, whichever way, whether the Chacham is matter it, it's oiker the neder as if it was never there. So you were never really a Nazir. So therefore we say, your Hegdish is not Chal at all. In other words, it's not even, it's less than Hegdish Batois. Hegdish Batois is, you wanted to be Hegdish, so she made a mistake in how to make it Hegdish. But over here we say, you're only Makdish it because you think you're a Nazir. But now that you're not a Nazir anymore, that's not called Hegdish. That's Pshan Beis Shammai. So Gemara says, if so, we hear a svar according to Beis Hillel also. If so, the Beis Hillel nami, Alpha gav di yamri tmura betoyis, heavy tmura, even though there's a gzeras akosah by the parasha of tmura. If you have one korban oila, and you take another animal and you say, zeh tacha zeh, even though you made a mistake, b'shegeg, you didn't know what you were saying, still the din tmura is chal. That Beis Hillel agrees to. That's a special gzeras akosah. But I'll tell you now, Hani Mili, when is that said? Only if the first carbon oil is still here. Like if you have your carbon oil, now you take your second animal, and on the second animal you say, Zeh Tacha Zeh, that's the locha, the second one is Chal, even though it's Betois. Aval Hecha de Misaker Iker Hegdish. But let's say you mata the neder off the first carbon oil. You take off the Gdusha off the first carbon oil. Then Isaka Nami Tzmura. Then even though you already said Zet Tachazel, like first you had a carbon oiler here, and you took your second animal and you said your second animal should also be Hegdish like the first one. Zet Tachazel. So it's Chal Tzmura on the second carbon. But let's say later you take off the Gdusha from the first animal. Let's say you go to a Chacham and you mata the Neder. You mata the Hegdish. So according to Beis Hillel, now that the Kedusha goes off the first animal, Lamafreya from before, now the second animal's Kedusha also goes off. Because this animal is only a Tzmura when you say Zeh, Tacha Zeh. Like this second one has to take off from the first one. But if you have some way of getting the Kedusha off the first one, then the second one can never be Chal. So that we see from now Mishnah of Beis Shammai. Then in Beis Shammai we see the Svara, that even though they say Hegdish Betoyis Yischal, but that's only when you're making it Hegdish right now. But if the Nazir is only being Makdish because he's a Nazir, and later he finds out he's not a Nazir, so the Hegdish is not Chal at all. Like Mikor, there's nothing there to start off with. So Melo, this Svar we could take further to Beis Hillel to say that by Tumur also. Tumur is only Chal B'Shegeg if the first carbon is still around. But if you take off the Kedusha off the first one, then automatically the second Kedusha also goes off. Right. Omamar. So Beis Shammai brought a proof for Maisa Behema that is a svar of Hegdish Betois is called Hegdish. So Mara says, Itma, we learned like this. Maisa. What's the halacha by Maisa Behema? Like our Mishnah says, if you make a mistake and you call the ninth one the tenth, or you call the 11th one the tenth, that that's their Kodesh. When is that said? Rav Nachman Amar Tusoi. That was only said because if you make a mistake. In other words, you are counting and you really think number 9 is a 10. So you say to number 9, 10, then it's Chal Hegdish. But v'loy kabanasoi. Let's say you know what's happening. You know you're counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And you know really the next one is the ninth one. But deliberately you say 10. You know what you're saying. But you want to say this should be 10, then nothing doing. Then it's not Kodesh. And after there's a gzeras hakosa by Maisa Behema, that the 9th and the 11th could also become Kodesh, that's only if it was said 10 by mistake. But if you know what you're saying and you say 10 on the 9th one, it's not Chal. Rav Chizda v'Rabba bar Rav Huna Amrino, to Usai v'kol Shechen Kavanosai. They say true, the Pasuk's talking about when you make a mistake, but if you see by a mistake it could be Kodesh, so for sure it could be Kodesh v'Kavanosai. So even though you have Kavanah to call number 9, 10, or you want to call number 11, 10, Lamaisa, that's the Gzeras HaKosa that it is Chal. Omale Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav is said to Rav Nachman. The Didoch, according to you, the Yamr to save like Kavanosai, you say only where you make a mistake is the 9th or 10th one Kodesh. But not when you have Kavanah. If so, the Kamri Beisham LeBeisilu. So how could Beisham in our Mishnah try and bring a proof from Hilchos Maaser that there's such a loch of Hegdish Betois that he says Iyatem Moedim Shilu Koral Litchi Asiri Uli Asiri Chi Uli Yechad Osir Asiri Shesh Loshto Mekudoshin V'yishtiku Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel like kept quiet. In other words, Beis Shammai brought a proof from this haloch here to say that Hegdish Betois is Chal, and Beis Hillel kept quiet. So the question is why? Leimru Lohoin, why didn't Beis Hillel answer right back? One answer back, there's no proof at all to this here to say Hegdish Betois is called Hegdish. Because that's a special Xeris HaKosev. In other words, why did they have to go off to bring a proof from number 8 or number 12? That's not Kodesh. They should answer right back even what you're saying. Beis Shammai is bringing a raya from number 9 and number 11 is Kodesh. So you see, Hegdish Betois is Chal, Beis Hillel should answer right back, no. That's also a special halacha, because number 9 is only Kodesh if you made a mistake. Only if by mistake you called 9, 10. But if you know what you're doing, you call number 9, 10, it's not Chal. Leimu l'mal l'maisish k'neinu Kodesh b'kavona. Why didn't they answer like this? Here's how the Ron says, the Rosh. Hilkach ha'akorcha gzeres ha'kosefu. V'yechidush of le'afinu menei. Like for sure, it's Gzeres HaKosev here by Maaser. So like that, that's what Beis Hillel should have answered back to Beis Shammai. You can't bring me any proof from Maaser Behema that it's Hegdish Betois. So Chortzakasha and Yerav Nachman should be a riot to Rav Chizda that holds that from the number 9 and number 10 you can't ask this question, because 9 and 11 would be Kodesh even by Kavana. So Gemara says no. Omer Rav Simi Barashi, Hainu Taimud Lo Yamri Lohin. You know why Beis Hillel did not answer back on 9 and 11? The Kal V'Chaymah, the Kal V'Chaymah. Ma Maisa Sheina Kodesh B'Kavona, Kodesh B'Toyis, Madach by Maisa B'Hema. If you call number 9, you know it's really 9. You call it 10, it's not Kodesh. If you know what you're doing, it's not Kodesh. But if you make a mistake, that you're counting the animals and by mistake, you're up to number 9, you think you're up to number 10, you say 10 is Kodesh. So you see that Betois, it's more Chal than Kavono. So that's what you see over here, Hegdish Shekodesh Bekavono, Lekol Shekain. So that's why Beis Hillel couldn't answer back from number 9 and number 11. Because from that alone, Beis Shammai has a good Kal V'Chaymo. Like it's a Kal V'Chaymo then. Beis Shammai has a good proof. If you see that by Maaser Behema, when you call number 9, number 10, it depends. If you know what you're saying, it's not Chal. But if you make a mistake, it is Chal. So it's a Kal V'Chaymah. Madach by regular din Hegdish, any type of Hegdish, that you could be Makdash it B'Kavonah. You want to be Makdash a chair, a table, an animal, whatever you want. If you know what you're saying, for sure you could be Makdash it. So by regular Hegdish, that's Chal B'Kavonah, for sure and for sure, it should be Chal B'Tois. Like Adarab, it's a good Kal V'Chaymah. Madach by Maaser Behema, number 9 and number 11, is not Kodesh B'Kavonah. It's only Kodesh B'Tois. You see, to make something Hegdish Betois, it's easier. So by regular Hegdish, that the Kavani, you could make something Hegdish, for sure, Betois should also be good. So that's why Beis Shammai had a good raya from number 9 and number 11, and that's why when Beis Hillel answered back, they can't answer back for Kavana, not for Kavana, because that's the Kal V'Chaymah. So Beis Hillel had to answer back and say, I'll bring you proof. It's a special gzeras hakosa by ma'ase behema, because you see number 8 and number 12 is not kodesh. See if it's tamas svar, whenever you make a mistake and call something 10, it's kodesh, so why should 8 be different? Why should 12 be different? So since you see if you call number 8, 10, it's not chal, so you see it's a special gzeras hakosa by ma'ase behema, that number 9 and 11 could also be kodesh. That's what Beisilla had to answer back. But just to answer back that even 9 and 11 is only chal betoyis and not bekavono, that's a chal v'chayim at other places that it should be chal hegdish betoyis. Therefore, maybe it's not a kasha to Rav Nachman. When this the Gemara says, though, that no. Gemara says, v'lohi. But you want to answer back, your chal v'chayim is not called the good chal v'chayim. And really, it's a kasha to Rav Nachman. Why? To hegdish bedaita demol yatalia. That when you makdis something, avad is a svar, you have to have das. When you makdis something, stam is totally, but das Hashem, like you be makdish it. So avad is a svar to say that hegdish is only chal, the kavono, and not betoyis. Like I said, like Postazel Kirchsiv, ki yakdish ish es besoy, the mashma midaitoy. The avad by regular hegdish, the postazel is mashma, when you want to be makdish your house, you have to do it midaitoy. Like with Ashin, v'yekiesh ki yaktish is beisoy. Midaitoy it means. Uva maisa dav ki gzeras akosiv. And only by maisa is the gzeras akosiv. Like Basila proves it, that there's a difference between 8 and 9 and 11 and 12. So avada, there's no kavachayim here. That a regular hegdish, when you mark to something, avada there, it's totally in your kavono. Like you have to know what you're doing. It's midaitoy, the moratorium means it's totally in the owner. And only the owner can be marked to something. You can't be marked to something that doesn't belong to you. You can't go to somebody else's chayfa to say, I want that to be hegdish. It's your thing that has to be hegdish. You have to be the owner, and you have to be there with your das. You have to know what you're doing. Avada, that's the loch of a hegdish. So therefore, that's basil shita avada hegdish b'toyiz is not called hegdish. So therefore, that it's chur, therefore it's a raya, not like Rav Nachman. Therefore, halacha should be, and that's the halacha taka like Rabba Bar Afuna and Rav Chisda, that for ma'aseh behema, there's no difference whether it's a tois or whether it's a kavona. There's no difference if you call number 9, 10, or you call number 11, 10, it's taka chal, it's taka kodesh. So that's why Beis Shammai wanted to bring a proof from there that hegdish for tois is called hegdish, and Beis Hillel's only answer back was true. From 9 and 11, you have a good proof. But the proof that it's not a svar, it's only a special gzeras hakosav is, because why is 8 and 12 different? That's how Beis Hillel answers back in the Mishnah, that you see from 8 and 12, that they're not Kaddish, that's a special gzeras hakosav by Ma'aseh Behema, that even the 9th or even the 11th could be Kaddish. But about all other places, Hegdish Betoyis is not Chal. Now the Mishnah says, we asked before, Mishe Nodar Benozir. Somebody was made himself into a Nozir. For holach lohavi, we didn't have this for you. Misha noda benozir. For holach lohavi is behemtoy. He was makabel to be a nozir, and now he went to find his animal. He wanted to be makdish his animals for his kabonis. Umotzo shenignavo, and he found out that the animals were stolen. So now he has charota. It was a nozir. You see, first was to makabel to be a nozir, even though he knows he has to bring kabonis at the end. But he thought it's easy for me. I have my three animals in my house. Now he went home and he found out there's no animals there. Now he asks Charota why he became a Nozir. He doesn't want to have to go now and buy animals for the carbon. So it depends. If he was Makabal Naziris first, before it was stolen, Hareza Nozir. Still it remains a Nozir, and he can't have Charota like this. Like we'll see in the Gemara, that's called Noilet. That's no good. But the